Your Excellency Bishop Sanborn, Father Romola, dear fathers, seminarians, and my dear friends in Christ, it was not by chance that this tax collector, Zacchaeus, grown fat from the money he had extorted from his own people in the service of the hated occupying forces in Palestine. It was not by chance that when the Savior came, he, because he was short of stature and curious, went shimmying up a sycamore tree like a child. It was more than curiosity which made him climb that tree and claim a choice spot to see our blessed Lord. And it was not by chance that of all places on that tree-laden route through Jericho, the Sacred Heart should have stopped beneath his tree and looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, make haste, come down. I must dwell in thy house this day." And that he did. That Zacchaeus should have received our Lord into the depths of his sinful soul, and then make lavish restitution to man, fourfold return for each person he had defrauded, and with the rest of his wealth, reparation to God for his sins by means of the poor, one half of all that remained. And that after his conversion, he should have been one of our Lord's most devoted disciples, consecrated by St. Peter himself as Bishop of Caesarea in Palestine, and then an apostle in southern France, the region called Languedoc, where his relics repose today in the shrine of Roque-Amador. All of this was not by chance, because after all, the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. It was by providence, that providence which provides particularly until the end of the ages the holy priesthood to continue the work of our Savior in our midst. The divine providence means the attention and the will of God to preserve the physical and the moral order established in creation. It manifests itself by bestowing upon creatures whatever is necessary and conducive to their good, to their happiness, and also in preserving creatures from every evil opposed to these ends. Sometimes we see God turning evil into good before our eyes, and always finally guiding creatures to their proper ends. Surely it is providence, by the divine loving providence, mediated like grace by the merciful Mother of God. It is providence that we are here today, so many of the priests, and with you, the faithful, at the splendid Mass in the spacious and beautiful church and building, and that furthermore, already this sanctuary has seen in just 4 years three priestly ordinations. As we say, all of this is not ourselves, nor is it by chance. It is the goodness of God and of St. Gertrude the Great by means of the intercession of Our Lady. See the providential plan. One bishop almost single-handedly devoting his whole life to the education of priests. See the divine plan. You, the faithful, generous, working with such good priests as Father Chicada, for these purposes, for the building of a new church in which to ordain priests, and in which priests are meant to offer the Holy Mass and to distribute the sacraments. None of this is chance. All of it, the goodness of God's providence. And in that same spirit, this morning, our new priest, Father Romola, offers his first solemn High Mass. And all of this, I have to pause to recollect, came about, in a sense, because of a meeting, again, not by chance, but by providence, a meeting a January night, just really a few years ago, in Germany, in, of all places, a Rathskeller in Bavaria, where I had gone to meet with certain traditional Catholics in the visit to that country. Not by chance, but all of it, God's providence. This young man should have met me and heard about Bishop Sanborn Seminary and applied and been accepted and persevered through his years of studies, and behold him now, a priest of God. Nothing occurs by chance in the whole course of our lives. This is the unanimous teaching of the fathers and of the doctors of the church, that God intervenes everywhere. The Jesuit father, the blessed Claude de la Colombière, you might call him the providential saint of the Sacred Heart, because it was he who got the message out, the message which the Sacred Heart gave of merciful love to Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque in her cloister of the Visitation at Paray-le-Monial. It was Father Claude de la Colombière, the blessed, who was able to take that message first to the royal court of Protestant England, and then by his own published writings, his retreat recollections, to his Jesuit order, and through the Jesuits to the whole church. He says, nothing happens to us in life unless God wills it so, and that this is surely one of the most firmly established and consoling truths that have been revealed to us. Now, today, all of this providence must lead us to confidence. This, you know, is the great virtue of our own Saint Gertrude. She used to pray especially the words, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," at each Our Father all day long, with particular devotion. And our Lord, being pleased with that, one time in his daily apparitions, offered to his spouse, Gertrude, either health or sickness. Now, many of the saints offered either a crown of thorns or a crown of roses, chose the thorns, and understandably so, but not our Gertrude, no. She said, "Oh my God, not my will, but thine be done, you choose." And for her reward, our Lord bestowed many marks of special love upon her soul. So may we, working as is our duty, very hard for the church and for souls, because this is God's will, so may we leave the rest of it to God with confidence. We know this consoling truth, and we should contemplate it, especially today. The Catholic priesthood will not die. It cannot. because the Lord of life and of death said to his disciples before he left this world, I am with you all days, even until the end of time. So while we accept the chastisement, the greatest the church has ever seen, the chastisement of the present day and the virtual disappearance of the church and of her priesthood in so many places, we remember the priesthood will not die. In the past, persecutors have attempted to destroy it by physically slaying priests, sometimes individually, sometimes collectively, even in their hundreds during the French Revolution. But each one of those priests, brave martyr of the cross which made him a priest, made of his gibbet or place of execution a throne of honor. Now, today, the enemy aims to destroy the very valid priesthood itself. They know what it is, and they hate it. They know what it takes to offer a valid mass to God, and they will not have it. And so today, we open-mouthed with horror watch the enemy make common cause with the leaders of the largest traditional movement, so-called, in the church, as they work together to impose and to enforce this invalid right of ordination upon the faithful. And we will have none of it. Friday's ordination ceremony, then, was not only beautiful to behold and splendid and comforting in so many ways, but it reminds us, in the midst of these amazing circumstances in which we live, the priesthood is still present. The priesthood is still propagated. The priesthood is protected by the divine providence until the end of time. And when finally that last trumpet will sound, and our blessed Lord comes in glory, until that very moment, he, our Savior, still and not yet our judge, he can and he will pause beneath some sinner's sycamore tree and deign to stop and to say, in the person and by the voice of some priest, hurry up now, come down. I must stay with you today, and salvation will come to that last house, to that final soul, not by chance, but by providence and the work of a priest. The Mexicans have a little Spanish grace, which they say before meals. Translated, it is this: may the divine assistance be extended every moment and instance so that we may never lack for home, clothing, and sustenance, and finally, the sacraments. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.